This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Senate Republicans met at the White House today with President Trump on day 21 of the government shutdown. More government programs are being impacted now, like SNAP, the food bank program. Allison Keyes reports.
Kelly Turner in Dothan, Alabama says rising food prices have already changed her life.
Yeah, a lot of meats are off the table for me.
And this man outside of the Wiregrass area food bank there says no one with money is being affected.
We're just hurting the one that's trying to make it from one paycheck to another one.
Julie Gonzalez at the food bank says people buying for themselves should
maybe consider buying it for the food bank and donating it to a food drive.
Allison Keyes, CBS News.
The Trump administration has agreed to deliver more student loan forgiveness, as Michael Wallace reports.
Months after the American Federation of Teachers sued the Department of Education, claiming it illegally blocked or delayed certain loan forgiveness plans, the two sides have reached an agreement. The administration will forgive student loans for borrowers enrolled in one of two income-driven repayment plans, pay-as-you-earn plans, and income-contingent plans. More than 2.5 million borrowers will qualify for the forgiveness. President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill Act will phase out those two repayment plans in 2028.
Vice President J.D. Vance arrived in Israel today and said the Gaza peace plan is proceeding better than expected. But Trump issued a warning to Hamas in a post on social media. CBS's Aaron Navarro.
The president wrote that other Middle Eastern countries are offering to go into Gaza and straighten out Hamas. This comes after reports of infighting between Hamas and gangs inside Gaza, as well as the strikes regarding Israel over the weekend. The president said he told those countries, as well as Israel, to hold off on actually putting boots on the ground in Gaza. But he added there is still hope that Hamas will do what is right. And if they do not, an end to Hamas will be fast, furious, and brutal.
Amazon has big plans for robots in its e-commerce and cloud operations. Business reporter Jason Brooks has that.
The New York Times is reporting that Amazon wants robots to eventually replace up to 600,000 human jobs by 2033, with robots making up 75% of the Seattle-based company's workforce. Amazon issued a statement saying that the leaked internal documents reflect the perspective of one team and don't reflect the company's overall hiring strategy.
After the big outage yesterday involving Amazon's cloud service, some advice from CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
You should have estate documents, a will, a power of attorney, a healthcare proxy. There should be duplicates, one in the cloud, one electronic, one physical.
The glitch lasted several hours and disrupted internet sites around the world. Stocks are mixed at this hour. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with a quick news update. A bookkeeper from Racine is accused of stealing nearly $600,000 from a Kenosha property management company. Sarah Benson is accused of creating a fake vendor account and putting the money in her account. Investigators say she admitted the theft after being caught through bank alerts. Racine City Council meets tonight. They'll discuss the mayor's budget unveiled last night. Plus, there are agenda items that include approving $2 million in violence prevention grants, $350,000 for wellness programs, and renewed support for infant mortality efforts. The meeting begins at 6 at City Hall and will be live streamed on YouTube. Racine and Kenosha counties are receiving a nearly $3 million each in state funding for road repairs and infrastructure improvements. It's part of the quarterly payments and overall part of Wisconsin's largest ever transportation aid package in history. A state audit found almost a quarter of Wisconsin schools missed key financial reporting deadlines, delaying millions in payments. Lawmakers criticized the Department of Public Instruction's slow oversight, while DPI says it's working to improve compliance amid broader scrutiny of school misconduct investigations. A Racine woman allegedly threatened to shoot hospital staff after being told her child needed an appointment for a vaccination. Police arrested 37-year-old Sharon Carthorn of Racine days after making the threats at Ascension All Saints last week. She's charged with making threats and causing a disturbance. If you see smoke near I-94 this weekend, it's a planned training exercise by the Caledonia Fire Department at the old South Hills Country Club. Another burn is set for next weekend at the same site. It'll soon be redeveloped into a $440 million commerce center, creating about 2,000 jobs. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Connie Fellman with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The future for Luke Fickell. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers play the number 6th-ranked Oregon Ducks Saturday night in Eugene. The Badgers are 2-5, losing 5 games in a row. Luke Fickell was asked if he knows yet if he'll be back next year at Wisconsin.
No, I don't think any of us have a crystal ball. I've never asked the question. It's not something that I can dwell upon. It's not something that I can't tell you that it's not something that doesn't you don't think about.
Chris McIntosh, the Badgers athletic director, releasing a statement saying Wisconsin remains supporting Fickell in his role as the head football coach. NFL. The Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh Sunday night. Linebacker Isaiah McDuffie on what he was most proud of in their win over Arizona.
You know, that's what we've been talking about since the start of the season. You know, just finishing throughout the entire week. That's what we emphasized, and, you know, we got the opt to finish, and we did it.
That's linebacker Isaiah McDuffie with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Start unpacking the decorations and ornaments and plan your upcoming holidays with family and friends. It's also time to start planning for the much colder winter weather. Call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Let the pros at Building Waters make sure your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A blustery Tuesday afternoon with clouds and showers out there. Highs reaching the lower 50s and west winds gusting up around 30 miles per hour. Evening showers, clouds, and staying breezy overnight. Lows will drop to the lower 40s. Currently 49 degrees.
Sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man.
News. Timeless Ads, WRJN. How old is your smartphone? A new survey suggests that smartphone buyers are holding on to their phones for longer and that they're spending less on average to upgrade when they do make the decision to upgrade. When users do decide to upgrade, they're not always springing for the latest or greatest models. The average cost that customers are reportedly paying for a new phone is about $634. That's a far cry from the $999 suggested retail price for the newest iPhones. And the survey shows that customers may be tempted to buy new phones, but are swayed by budgetary limitations or other factors that prevent them from upgrading immediately. One third of American iPhone buyers report keeping their phones for 3 years or more. I got that doubled. Mine is 6 years old.
Where it began, I can't begin to know, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one.
Wingspread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
I'm on my own, but I'm so all alone. I need somebody, so I won't have to pretend. I know there's someone just waiting somewhere. Yesterday, I'm dead on my feet from walking the street. I need somebody to help me find my way. I've gotta get out of this town. Before I do, I'll take a last look around. So, does somebody want to be wanted like me? Where are you?
I'm no different from anybody else. I start each day and I end each night. But it gets really lonely when you're by yourself. Now where is love? And who is love? I gotta know.
Partridge Family, doesn't somebody want to be wanted on WRJN? Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. You are going to want to listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow morning. Don is going to talk about the latest production at the Racine Theater Guild, Dracula, A Comedy of Terrors. He's going to talk with the director of the show, Michael Klickner, and also Jocelyn Fish. She's the director of marketing and development at the Racine Theater Guild. So tune into the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow morning on WRJN.
Looking for a new career or valuable resources right here in Racine? Join the City of Racine Human Resources Department Job and Resource Fair, Thursday, October 23rd from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at Humble Park Community Center. Meet face-to-face with recruiters, explore career paths, and discover services from departments like city development, fire, police, parks, recreation, and more. Don't miss the chance for opportunities that can shape your future. Racine Job Fair, October 23rd at Humble Park. For details, visit cityofracine.org. Your future starts here.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits. Don Rosen.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. And now a song that's really structurally kind of weird. The title of the song is the first line of the song, and this song really has no real chorus, but it was a big hit for Blood, Sweat, and Tears in 1969. And When I Die on WRJN.
Only my chains on me. All I ask of living is to have no chains on me. And all I ask of dying is to go naturally. Only wanna go naturally. Here I go! Ha! Hey, hey! Here come the devil! Right behind. Don't wanna go by the devil, don't wanna go by demon, don't wanna go by Satan, don't wanna die uneasy. Just let me go naturally. And when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be
News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. You know, local news matters, and now WRJN and the Racine County Eye are bringing you more of it than ever. With the biggest news team in the county, you'll hear the latest on WRJN and get the full stories online at RacineCountyEye.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman. A Racine man is accused of stalking Wisconsin Supreme Court Chief Justice Jill Karofsky. Prosecutors say Ryan Thornton sent her a string of emails this summer, some asking for her home address. Karofsky told investigators she's been on high alert, checking her doorbell camera whenever it goes off. Thornton was already in jail on other charges when he was questioned earlier this month. A busy agenda faces Racine's Common Council tonight. Top items include a possible $2 million grant for violence prevention and another $350,000 for city wellness services. The council will also look at continued support for an infant mortality program funded by the state. There's also a review of the mayor's recently released budget for next year. The meeting starts at 6 at City Hall and streams live on YouTube. A mother's trip to a Racine hospital ended in criminal charges. Police say Sharon Carthen became angry after learning she couldn't get her child vaccinated without an appointment at Ascension All Saints. Staff told investigators she threatened to bring a gun and shoot people. Officers arrested the 37-year-old a few days later. She's now charged with making threats against hospital workers. You might notice flames and smoke near Interstate I-94 in Caledonia this weekend, but it's all planned. The Caledonia Fire Department is using the old South Hills Country Club for controlled training burns starting Saturday morning. It's a supervised exercise to help crews sharpen their skills. Another session will happen next weekend. That same site is slated to become the $440 million South Hills Commerce Center, bringing in roughly 2,000 new jobs. And that's the news on WRJN. I'm Connie Fellman with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime on WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A blustery Tuesday afternoon with clouds and showers out there. Highs reaching the lower 50s and west winds gusting up around 30 miles per hour. Evening showers, clouds, and staying breezy overnight. Lows will drop to the lower 40s. Right now, it's 51.
Home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose and Too Late to Turn Back Now. Are you ready for four things you did not know yesterday? Here we go. Thing number one, during your lifetime, you will grow about 590 miles of hair. Thing number two, the first YouTube comment to hit 1 million likes was one made by Billie Eilish on her video Bad Guy. The comment that got the first 1 million likes was, "I'm the bald guy." Thing number three, in 2014, thieves in St. Petersburg, Florida, stole a tractor trailer loaded with about 36 pounds of Crisco. And thing number four, tarantulas can live up to 30 years. And those are four things you did not know yesterday.
days are short and the nights are long.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. You know, when I was a kid, my parents always told me to slow down when I ate. But, you know, the problem was there was only so much food on the table and I had an older brother. So the faster you ate, the more you got. But it says here they may be right. Japanese researchers found that people who ate quickly until full are 3 times more likely to be overweight.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and
and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. A white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really
the moments we took and shared.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. We're a little over an hour away from today's 5 o'clock class reunion. It's three great songs from one great year, and it's all brought to you by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. Call 262-206-3168. Today, we're going to feature the class of 1966. It's all coming up after the 5 p.m. news here on WRJN.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamp designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
With Progressive's collision coverage, my family gets up to $1,000 for vet bills if I'm injured in a car accident. And that makes this Chihuahua really feel like part of the family.
What's that? I don't sound like a Chihuahua?
Oh, I'm sorry. What exactly am I supposed to sound like?
I guess all Chihuahuas are high-strung, riding around in expensive designer purses. Actually, I prefer riding in cars. So I appreciate that my family protects me with Progressive's pet collision coverage. Okay, maybe I am a little high-strung.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and is subject to policy terms.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
She's the terror of Colorado Boulevard.
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Connie Fellman in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Then, do you make time for breakfast? We'll talk about why it's important coming up on WRJN.
WRJN.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a chance, tell her no. Love us.
my mind.